This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, the old people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to EdZed here on Arm Bingish Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, the topic is the old people, so I'm going to be talking about two elderly people in particular. And look, obviously, just before I even talk about this particular little sort of anecdote or incident, obviously, we have to remember that when it comes to the elderly people, in a sense, they have the right over us that we give them even greater respect as fellow believers who are elderly. And that actually extends to the situation even that even if we think that they're being a bit annoying, or even if we think they're in the wrong about something, we should still not do or say anything that could be offensive towards them. So in a sense, if they're maybe spouting some very unusual or silly opinions in our mind, we shouldn't be telling them off. We should sort of be patient and polite and sort of still very friendly with them. So obviously that's just a reminder in terms of the rights they have over us and the duties we have towards the elderly. So the little sort of anecdote I wanted to relay is from the life of one of the famous martyrs of all defense by the name of Ibrahim Hadi. So he, at one point, he went with one of his friends to a particular house, I think in a poor neighborhood, and there were sort of two elderly people in this sort of building. And obviously they're very poor. So there was an older woman there. So he gave money to the woman, and the woman was also instructing him. And the woman obviously knew him. So his friend observed that this woman was familiar with him, had obviously met him before several times. So she received money from Ibrahim Hadi, and she also told him what she needed. So in terms of she needed rice and oil and other sorts of basic items such as that. And there was also an older gentleman there. Welcome back to AIDS here on Arm Bingish Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And I'm just talking a little bit about this particular anecdote from life of the famous martyr from Holy Defence, Ibrahim Hadi, how he went to visit this particular building. So he gave the elderly lady in that building money, and he's taking, in a sense, a shopping list. And his friend was sort of wondering, by the way, why he was sort of giving this money to the lady and why he was taking a shopping list. And so Ibrahim Hadi explained, and obviously it was quite normal for him to sort of be taking things to the poor neighborhoods, to be donating, to be organizing things like this. But there was something a little bit different, a bit unusual in the case of these two people. And so he explained to his friend, and maybe this is sort of worth considering actually. So he explained that the woman had once been rich. She had everything at one point and then lost everything. So now she had nothing. And he explained also in addition that the man, the gentleman, the older elderly man who was there, had also once sort of been a great man in terms of being a normal person, but having a normal sort of reputation and sort of obviously just feeling good as a sort of person of some rank or having been a professional person. So, and what's interesting is that Ibrahim Hadi explained to his friend that these people, because they had rank or had had wealth and then went to sort of having nothing, they actually needed even more help than people who had always been poor. This is, in a sense, very unusual to hear that, because we might think that, hang on, surely it just comes, it doesn't matter what the people were before. The poor, they all have the same needs as the poor. We give these poor people that and these poor people the same. But obviously, in a sense, there's this idea of justice that comes in here. Because it's true that as well as if we have grown up poor, we become used to it. And in a sense, we become stronger. We become resilient. We sort of know little tricks and so on, how to deal with it, how to compensate through our inner character. And people who have sort of maybe grown up with this sort of, and this is a cliche, grown up with more of a sort of silver spoon, when they fall in the hard times and lose everything, unless their iman is obviously very strong, then, of course, it can be even more difficult for them to bear. So I assume this is the sort of thing that Ibrahim Hadi was trying to get at, that they're even there amongst the poor, amongst all people. There might be differences that we have to take into account. So inshallah, that's in a sense a reminder for all of us to also think about these things. And that was it for today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDZ here on Iron Big News Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.